Hello, I'm Ian Rind and welcome to this special NLP podcast in which we're going to review the government's recently announced planning reforms. I'm joined by Managing Director of NLP, Jim Fennell, and our regular contributor on planning policy and law issues, Maggie Badley. Starting with you, Jim, we've already seen a lot of change in planning law and regulation over recent years. So what's new here and why now?
It's certainly an interesting package of housing and planning measures, very much designed to stimulate growth in the economy. The Prime Minister used some interesting words on the launch last week when he said that it was designed to unleash one of the biggest house building programmes in a generation. The government certainly see house building as the key to economic growth, getting us out of the recession and reducing the budget deficit in the future.
Well, we've heard a lot about boosting the housing sector over the last few years, Jim. What's new here? How does the government intend to boost that sector?
There's a variety of measures aimed at either stimulating demand or boosting supply. On the demand side, we're going to see an extension of the first buy and new buy schemes designed to bolster mortgage lending, and a reform of the right to buy scheme designed to increase discounts and thereby get more people buying more homes. On the supply side of the equation, there's going to be a greater use of government debt guarantees to stimulate investment in affordable homes, and following the Montague report, in the private rented sector also, and that's designed to get more institution investment into the sector.
And anything else?
Yeah, some other interesting measures. A so-called government brokering service to accelerate large housing schemes where, interestingly, there is local support for them. Another seeking to get surplus public sector land back into use more quickly, and that will involve the HCA and also the government are hoping to get the London Mayor involved as well.
Right, so Maggie, what do you make of the planning reforms? And in particular, what about the Greenbelt? There's been a lot of talk about that being concreted over again.
Yes, it's right that it's been talked about, but not in terms of being concreted over. The idea is that house building could go on in the Greenbelt. Initially, the press announced this and the housing minister refuted it, but last week's statement confirmed that the government does quite like the idea of Greenbelt land swaps. That's where a local authority review their Greenbelt boundaries, take out land and release it for housing if it's suitable, and at the same time put new land back into the Greenbelt elsewhere. And the way the government's going to try and encourage this is to get councils' local plans speeded through the process by the inspectorate, especially if they have such proposals within them for changing Greenbelt boundaries.
The timing of these changes, Jim, is rather interesting. I mean, they follow hot on the heels of that cabinet reshuffle we were hearing about last week. So what's happening in terms of the sort of planning team at CLG?
Perhaps most noteworthy is Greg Clark has gone off to the Treasury, and Bob Neil has also left DCLG. And Greg Clark will be replaced by the new planning minister, Nick Bowles. He comes from a business background, very much pro-business. I think we can expect a no-nonsense approach from him. He was, interestingly, a founder director of the Policy Exchange think tank back in 2002. So I think we can expect some interesting new ideas from him, and certainly he won't be shy in coming forward in that respect.
So Maggie, when are these reforms going to take effect, and do you think they're going to work?
Well, on the first part of your question, Ian, they'll come into effect at all different times. And some of the initiatives have to go through a consultation period as well. So it's not certain when they will come into effect. For example, though, one of them will start in October, when it'll be possible to keep alive a planning permission for a stalled development if it was granted even as late as 2010. That's when the recession was still quite deep and planning permissions were in theory being granted for longer periods anyway. And as for whether they're going to work, well, only time will tell, because most of the measures that Jim referred to anyway are medium term. But on the whole, yes, every little bit helps in planning. But then not if any of the proposed changes have been ill thought through and have unforeseen consequences. That's a possible worry, say, with the extensive permitted development right changes that are being talked about.
OK, well, I'm sure we'll all be very interested to see how these reforms come into play and the detailed measures when they come out. In the meantime, thank you to Maggie and Jim for joining me today. If you have any questions about this podcast, our contact details are all available on our website, along with some useful download resources.